This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
Hello, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 paw. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could give it to Yoshi, cause she don't know me, but Yoshi's really fine. You know I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never pick it off. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who can't know why they can ball. Dad, y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rat. I tell them scat, skittles, the Bible. Got hit with a body, went in the hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said
God
I wasn't
damn
a type.
Son of a bitch.
I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl with a good, I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get slapped at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the backseat, and that's flat. And if you wanna know what's really whack, see, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood rat, can no type of really go. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday, one day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies to lie. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles, and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly.
God damn it, son of a bitch.
I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6-4 ball. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6-4 ball. I wish I was a little bit taller.
Fuck!
I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Fuck! The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No. No.
Yeah.
I got up! Have you tried
to
call
me
yet?
Fuck you! Oh, snap! Snap yo! Oh! Snap!
Welcome, welcome one and all to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Special guest tonight, Flammable Germans, Rammstein!
Wollt ihr Haut und Garen untergehen?
Fade that out just a little. Just a little. And let's turn up the Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how are you tonight? I hope all is well with
okay.
you.
I just moved my bowels, but I'm doing okay otherwise.
You're doing okay otherwise? You moved your bowels, and everything's okay. Everything's coming up roses.
It's not okay because the toilet bowl was full of blood. I think I have another anal fissure.
Another?
It looked like I had my period, for Christ's sake.
So you had your period. Let me just tell you something right now, Germ Freak. You're becoming a woman, and it's natural. It's nothing to be ashamed of when you go into that gym class with the white pants that now have a red stain in the crotch.
Well,
don't
in
be
my
ashamed.
Case, it'll be the asshole area.
You're just fulfilling your bald womanly duties.
You know what? This is the worst thing that happened to me. I just moved my bowels and
can you just say you crapped? Can you say you pooped? Can you say I took a dump? I gave a shit.
As I was doing it, I got very nauseous and I had the dry heaves. It was really awful.
It's funny. As you're telling me this, I'm getting really nauseous.
Okay. Also, you know, it's very painful for me because I have an anal fissure, I think, and I'm keep ripping it open, and it's the bowl's getting full with blood. I better go see the doctors again.
Can you explain for those who don't know, but I mean, you did paint a nice picture, so it's pretty obvious, but explain exactly what an anal fissure is.
An anal fissure is pretty much a tearing of the anus lining. It's sort of like if you were to take a scissors and stick it in your anus opening and just snip one side of the anus.
You shouldn't have done that. That's poor thinking. Why did you do that? Why did you take a scissor and snip your anus?
No, I didn't. I'm just saying, you know, that's you told me to give you a scenario, so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, I apologize. Well, I mean, everything's good for me. I got a little color, went to the beach, took a week off. We did a pre-recorded show. Still, new material. Wasn't a replay. It was brand new material last week, episode 177. But I was at the beach enjoying myself. And you are spilling blood from your anus, struggling at your stool, and having a bit of a nightmare of a life.
It is. And I, you know, it's just awful, and it's not a pretty sight. And I just wanted to tell you people what I was going through right now. Thank you.
Now you'll notice that if you go to hearustalk.com, if you're listening live, if you're not, go there anyway. It doesn't matter. You can do some fun things, but you won't see exactly what we're talking about. If you go there now, you'll notice that the first thing you see are the live cams. You'll hear the show immediately, and you'll see Frank that, you know, trying to copy my black background type thing that I'm doing, not quite mastering it, kind of looking like, again, an alleyway rapist. And that's okay. That's fine and it's nice. But Frank, I'm back from a vacation. You're bringing me down with this anal fissure story.
It's fissure.
I say fissure! Fuck no. You! I say Fisher. Is that all right? Like the Fisher King or Fisher Stevens? I'm just a big fan. I love Short Circuit. I misspoke, okay? But the thing that I can take comfort in is that I don't have a snipped anus like you do. It's like someone took a really, really thick piece of construction paper and just sawed at the side of it.
Well, you know, I'm just glad you don't have to go through it.
I don't. It's the summer, and it's nice. It's ending. Everything's coming to an end. Especially your youth, obviously. But I enjoyed myself. Some beer was sampled. I enjoyed some of the waves. I enjoyed the ocean. I got a little sun. I'm peeling right now. You can if you're looking, you can see. I'm peeling. I didn't get particularly tan. Because I don't really go outside and sit in the goddamn sun. And I'm not going to get a spray tan like the boys at Best in Show are going to do. More on that later. What did you do on your week off from the show? Did you do anything fun?
No. What am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do? I did nothing. I worked and I went to the bathroom. That's all I did.
That's all you worked and you went to the bathroom?
I went to the bathroom and I worked and I ate dinner and I played with my kids. I'm on a big Connect Four kick. You ever play Connect Four?
Never heard of it. What is it?
You never heard of Connect Four?
Of course I have, you fuck. Oh. Yes. Okay. So you're on a big kick now. You think you're good at Connect Four?
Well, I'm very good at Connect Four, but as you know, I do let my kids win, and they get the biggest kick out of it. However, my 6-year-old, remember I told you my 9-year-old daughter beats me at tennis all the time?
Wii tennis. Let's not confuse our audience and have them believe that you're an athlete. You played on the Wii.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, naturally. Now my 6-year-old daughter's kicking my ass in tennis, Wii, so I don't know what to do now.
Now
I don't
even
want to play that anymore.
Is she a gracious winner? Does she say, hey, good
game? Oh, no, she laughs at me and says that everything I – whenever I make a mess up, she says that's embarrassing. She laughs at me. She
40,
points at me.
40 love. Embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing.
It really is. It really is. I had a great time.
So what did you do there? I mean, what's – you know, did your – parents know that you were drinking?
Is this a callback to something that you used to do a very, very long time ago?
Are you sure? It's not. Yeah, it's not.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's not. No, I'm saying.
Because, I mean, it is early in the show, Frank, but I got to say, I'm going to look at the clock right here and.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Well, I mean, if you say so, Frank, it might as well be question time. Might as well be. So go ahead.
Did your parents know you drank?
Yes, because I drank with them. You see how that
works?
Isn't
that kind of awkward?
Why is it awkward? I'm an adult.
Well, I mean, you didn't get plastered in front of them, did you?
I mean, if they didn't figure it out, then they're pretty gullible. Yeah, of course. What else are you going to do? Enjoy the day? Enjoy the sun?
What was the sleeping arrangements?
The sleeping arrangements, it was a smaller place than last year, but I did have my own room. In years past, I had to sleep on a fucking fold-out couch or an aero bed, which are the worst. The aero beds, you wake up, you feel like a goddamn fucking hot dog in a bun. The air lets out just enough so that you're resting on the floor, and there's inflated mattress to the left and right of you, and your back is completely fucked up. But I did actually have my own bed in this place.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No,
you're expounding, and I didn't ask you to expound.
I'm sorry. I didn't know the rules.
Did you sleep with your fiancé during the vacation?
I don't have a fiance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your girlfriend?
And no, I didn't. I had my own separate bed.
Oh, really? You didn't? Oh, wow.
The thing is, it's a condo, and the rooms have twin beds. So I was in.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I was in a twin bed.
Okay.
And when I got in there, I'm expounding. I'm sorry. May I expound?
Please do so.
I know you want to hear it. I go in there and I look at the bed. It's nice, you know, and then I sit down and I brush my hand over the top of the comforter and it's gritty. It's grainy.
Oh,
and
it's all
fucking filth on it. And I slept on it anyway.
You stepped on it anyway. You didn't even shake it out.
I couldn't get it off the comforter. I tried shaking it out. I did everything. Nothing could get this filth off. And then I look around. I start finding like hippie paraphernalia. I find like guitar picks. I actually found a guitar tuner, which I took home with me right here. Thank you, hippie, who had the room before me. I really appreciate it. That's nice. And the batteries still work.
What is that now?
It's a guitar tuner. Don't worry about it. You don't need to know what it is.
I apologize.
You should apologize.
Then don't fucking show it. Listen.
Wow.
You
should be honored to know that Shawnee Murphy is listening tonight. Shawnee Murphy. And he says that that you look like a serial killer. Goddamn, that germ freak is a creepy-looking motherfucker.
Whenever you refer to this individual, you always have to say his first and last name. Why is that? Maybe he doesn't want people to know his last name.
Well, that's just what he's always been called. What do you want? What do you want me to say?
I apologize.
You want me to say your last name, you fuck?
You want me to say yours, you prick?
No,
that's
don't.
What I thought.
That's why I haven't said yours yet.
Keep your mouth shut.
The day I say yours, the day you say mine, and then the war begins.
All right.
So I'm sleeping on this gritty bed, and my bed is near the wall, which connects, which is the front wall of the condo, and right in front is the stairs where everybody walks up and down to get to the different floors. So 3 a.m., 4 a.m., drunk people, the crab legs, right next to my fucking head as I'm sleeping on a fucking 90 grit sandpaper comforter. And I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. And other than that, it was pretty good. I can't really complain. Carry on. I'm sorry. I stole the show, but it is question.
No, it's all right. I'm assuming there was no shenanigans, if you know what I mean, because, you know, you had your parents in the house with you and everything. It would be kind of awkward, although you do sleep with your girlfriend in your parents' house, which
Wait,
I think is
your
awful.
Mom listens to the show, right?
Yes, why?
How many times did you fuck your wife last week?
You know what? We've been doing a lot of afternoon delights, and I've been loving it. Because at night I'm too goddamn tired.
See, listen to me. The thing is, I really didn't want to know. I was kind of just trying to shift your thing away. But no, of course not.
I apologize.
Not.
So that's good. Well, listen, did you spend a lot of money or what? Or did you suck it off your parents again?
Okay, are we going to talk about the actual, you're going to ask meaningful questions? You're going to, oh, so how, really, what is the South like? Is it like? this small talk bullshit that you're trying to push forward. It was good. We had a little bit.
As good as last year.
I like last. Honestly, this is a point of heated debate within my family. They didn't want to hear anything of it. I enjoyed last year's trip better. Every wow. trip you take, everyone's like, "So, good trip, huh?" Last year's is a little better, I gotta say. Last year's a little better. Nobody wants to hear that. It's like, oh, you're out of your mind. You're further away from the beach. We were right on the fucking beach. You know, and we're just far away from everything. I'm like, well, what do you mean? What's everything? When I go on a fucking beach vacation, I don't really give a shit about the fucking knickknacks and the goddamn paddywhacks or whatever the fuck they're selling at those stupid stores. Oh, look, here's a fucking t-shirt, and it boasts that the wearer of this shirt is a member of the FBI, but not the government institution. They inspect female bodies. This is hilarious and should be purchased and sold at every fucking store in the goddamn Outer Banks. Every fucking store. Shot glasses, keychains. Here's a glass. Here's a lighthouse. Here's a condom and a keychain. It's amazing because you might fuck somebody and you'll need it. It's just fucking terrible. I hate the little knickknacks and fucking paddywhack. That's why I didn't give a shit if we were close to anything. I just want to be close to the fucking beach. When you go on vacations, Frank, is that something that's brought up as to validate a location? The proximity to shitty little shops?
No, not at all. But don't you get? I mean, this is the second time you've gone to the same destination, or have you? Just like
honestly, every year for the last like 6 or 7 years.
Don't you want to go somewhere different?
I do. But this is just the one thing where this is where our family goes. This is like the family trip. Everybody goes.
Okay, I understand.
So, I don't know.
Very good. Very good.
Very, very good. You had no other questions. Completely tapped out.
Well, what can I say? You tell
me. Let me tell you, goddammit.
I didn't want question time. You fucking made me do it.
I know,
bastard.
I did. And you know what? There's a reason we put that thing to bed a while ago. I'll just let you know. So, what was the last long drive you've been on? And to you, when you hear, hey, that was a long drive, how many hours do you think?
I guess when I went to Lake George, it was probably about 4 hours.
4 hours is a long drive to you? I mean,
I'm not saying it's a long drive. It's the longest I've taken recently.
Okay, well, the thing is, we used to drive to Myrtle Beach. You know, people fly there or whatever. We used to fucking drive. It was like 15 hours for us. This drive was like 9 hours. And I think there's a kind of a, you know, an unspoken etiquette that goes on with these long drives. Like if you're in the car, it's rude for you to sleep. If it's just you and a driver, it's rude.
Exactly.
Why?
It's my father. When my father, we used to drive. If I fell asleep in the back, he would yell at me and wake me up. I guess it's rude. You know, there's persons driving. Yeah, at least keep the person company. Why should this person do all the work and then you sit there and relax? But sleeping in a car is very soothing.
Oh, it's the best. And the thing is, it cuts down a small ride. You know, I'm sleeping. I wake up, Maryland. Okay, let me go. Oh, we're there. I'm conscious for 10 minutes and then we're there. 9 hours reduced down to 10 minutes. Very, very appealing to me. When you're awake, what the fuck? How many fucking times is it? So, work, huh? Pretty bad.
Can you read in the car?
I can for a little bit. I watched a DVD, a digital versatile disc, or video disc, either way, on the iPod video that I have, and it's like a 2-inch screen. I'm watching Goodfellas on this fucking 2-inch screen. I have my huge headphones on. I'm completely zoned out, and I can sense that the driver of the car, which was my brother-in-law, getting a little agitated. Little agitated that he's the one doing all the work. And blah, blah, blah. But if I had the headphones off, we're not going to fucking talk anyway. So what does it matter if I'm on the fucking roof, asleep or awake? What does it matter? I mean, do you subscribe to that belief?
No, I go to sleep. I don't care. I go. But when my wife goes to sleep, I wake her up all the time. Or if her like sometimes she'll fall asleep and her mouth will open a little bit, I'll stick like a pen in there or something just to wake her up.
You'll jab a pen in her sleeping mouth?
Yeah.
What if you hit a pothole and you fucking kill her right before your merry vacation?
Well, then we're screwed.
Then you're screwed. All because you couldn't be left alone for a few hours. I'll
purposely go over the rumble strip or a pothole or something just to see her shake.
What was that? Oh, nothing. Fucking rumble strip is the worst thing in the world. It doesn't wake me up, I'll tell you that. Doesn't wake me up. Fuck you and your rumble strip. Now, during these long drives, Frank, are you typically a person that, you know, with your OCD, I wouldn't picture you to be, but do you make stops during these drives, or do you go all the way through?
I typically like to go all the way through. My kids have to take a squirt every, you know, 15 minutes, so we have to stop on the side of the road and get out the portable potty there and have them take a squirt.
I will hold it. I will hold it the entire fucking way. I just want to get there. I don't want to turn the I don't want to make the vacation begin with the drive. I want it to begin when I fucking get there. Like, nobody, you know, really enjoys the plane ride. Nobody really enjoys the drive. It starts when you fucking get there. You're all unpacked. Everything's there. You disagree? What, are you seeing fucking Camp Town races?
I think that the drive is half the fun. It's great. The drive is half the fun.
What do you do to make it fun?
I look at the scenery, and that's how I make it fun. I'll go to south of the border and get some fireworks if I'm going down to Florida or something like that. And, you know, didn't you ever see a Vacation movie?
Well, yeah, we all saw it. But maybe you're just a little bit spiteful because you have a torn open anus. I mean, Shawnee Murphy is listening attentively and is providing me with very much a very, very verbose description of this affliction. And he says to tell you that your anus is dirty. That's why it's happening. You can lubricate the anal canal with a water-based lubricant before inserting anything into the anal canal. But don't use petroleum jelly. That's his tip to avoid these tears in your anus. So what are you inserting into your ass to make it tear open? I don't understand.
It's the size of the bowel movement. Don't you understand? Do I have to get more graphic than that?
You take a large shit?
I didn't say that. I'm not going to be graphic about it.
You say, okay, your bowel movement is quite large then.
I don't know what it is. All I know is I have a very sensitive anus.
Let me ask you something.
It's very tender.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Can you beat that? Can you beat that? Look at my cam. Can you beat that?
You know, you're a sick fuck.
What? It's a big smiley face dump.
He took a dump of his friggin' crap. I mean, I
took a picture of my dump. I didn't take a dump of my friggin' crap.
What would possess you?
It's impressive.
I know nobody else who has ever photographed their excrement ever.
Oh,
except for one person.
There's entire websites dedicated to it. Our buddy FM Jeff has like three sites where people can submit their shit pictures.
Jesus. I think he does. Yeah.
He really is. But you've never heard of anybody that does this. I photograph my meals, and I photograph them.
I basically photograph
my meals twice. I never actually thought about that. But I like to see how they look and then how they're processed. Just sometimes they're impressive, Frank, and you want to show them to people like you who are so squeamish. I'm on my vacation, the long drive, it's over. You know, we pack up and enjoy a nice trip. And we went out and ate pretty much every night. And actually every night. We didn't cook anything. We went to Five Guys. Got some burgers. I need six patties. I need six patties, two fries. I need six patties and two fries. Anybody who's been to Five Guys will understand that. But the thing I wanted to do, I wanted to set out and get crab legs. I wanted to eat just nothing but fucking crab legs, breakfast, lunch, and goddamn dinner. Over and 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 over. That's what I wanted to do. And I'm sitting there at my plate. Have you ever eaten crab legs, Frank?
I don't eat seafood.
Do you understand what's involved when you're eating these the crab legs?
I think you just have to break them open, right? And you suck
to,
in the insides?
You have to break them open. You have to pull them apart, crack, really strategically. This is a skill you can acquire. You can get better at this. You can become what I like to call the crab champ, is what I like to call. Now, I'm going to ask you something. You took exception to me chewing on a beef bone or whatever when I was eating or the chops or whatever. Just eating meat off the bone disgusts you. You think I'm an animal because I do that.
It's a little barbaric.
What's worse? Picking at seafood, shelling it right out of the fucking shell, sucking the meat out, whatever. Rob Giggs is going to have a fucking field day. I think he's got something for you that we might play next week. Anyway, what's worse, later. The seafood or the eating meat off the bone?
Wow. I'd probably say the...
Would you be more disgusted if someone was enjoying a lobster or a fucking lamb chop?
When you're eating the shellfish, are you putting your mouth around the shell or just the insides of it?
I mean, are you tasting
the shell?
There may come a time where you have to do that. Like, sometimes when you break it open, there's a little... I want to say like a tendon-like string that the meat inside is connected to. And sometimes you...
Like Wouldn't it be easier just to buy a seafood salad?
You know what else would be easy? To be gay and take one right in the shitter and then enjoy your seafood salad. Eat crab legs like a fucking man, Frank.
Crab legs is where you got to put a bib on you?
No. Fucking bib. Maybe you. Are you a messy eater? Do you come with a lot of stains?
Oh, I all over the place.
I know what you're talking about. The lobster bib.
For the lobster.
Well, what happens is they boil the lobsters and they get filled with water, so there's going to be a fucking plate full of water and you'll get it all over yourself. So they give you a fucking bib, but with crab legs, it's all hacked open.
Now, is lobster more upscale than crab? What I mean by that, is it more expensive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely more expensive. I'm surprised you don't know this because...
It's more tastier.
To some people, yeah. I prefer the crab, though. I mean, because you get a lot of people like, oh, I want a fucking lobster. You're going to eat the claws and the tail, and then only the Asian people will do anything else. You see them sucking on the little legs. Nobody else really eats the entire lobster. You're like, oh, my fucking uncle, he eats the middles out of them, and then he eats the shells, and then he asks for a fucking second one. No, you eat the claws and the tail, and that's really it. And it's kind of a waste.
A crab is a bottom dweller, doesn't it? It's like a catfish eats all the crap on the bottom.
Yeah, and so are you. So what makes you better than a fucking crab?
Now let me ask you a question. Getting back to the lobster, I know if you go to a restaurant, sometimes you can pick your own lobster out. Is it the same thing with the crab? You can pick your own crab out of a tank.
I don't know if you've seen crab. Have you ever seen the crab legs? They're fucking gigantic. Do you know where they come from? I mean, have you ever seen the show The Deadliest Catch?
Like Seaside Heights?
Yeah, they go down to Seaside, and they date rape a few eighth graders, throw a few darts at balloons and fail, get fucked over by carnies, and then they go and get crabs. They pull crabs right out of the fucking sea. They're Alaskan snow crabs.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Alaskan king crabs. And they send out crews of people and you know... there's a high probability that one of the people will die. So it's a very, very deadly venture. They live at the bottom of the ocean, which is, you know, fairly cold. So I don't know that they're going to have a big fucking dunk tank where they let all the fucking people that are going to go look at shirts when they're done eating. Oh, I want that one. He looks fucking meaty. I got to be honest. He looks meaty. He got long legs. No.
So there's different calibers of crab then. Is that what you're saying?
There's different types of crabs, yeah.
Oh.
There are. I mean, the fact that there's a king crab, which is gigantic, and then there's a snow crab, which is, you know, no small crab to begin with. I'm surprised you don't know this shit. How do you not know anything?
Like I said to you, I don't eat seafood, so how would I know this?
I mean, I've never eaten a fucking camel, but I know what they look like, you know?
Listen to me. Have you ever picked out your own lobster out of a tank and eaten it?
No, I never have.
Could you?
Definitely. They're like cockroaches of the sea. They're insects basically.
Do you like shrimp?
No, not really. I mean, I'll eat shrimp, yeah, but a lot of cholesterol. Sometimes you get like the little shit line in them. They don't really.
Well, have you ever eaten undeveined shrimp?
Say it again.
Have you ever eaten undeveined shrimp?
Undeveined. So
yeah, undeveined.
So you mean shrimp with the vein? I mean, is that really how your fucking mind works with the language?
No. Well, you know, it's not really a vein. It's the feces.
Have you ever eaten undeveined
shrimp?
I have to say, yeah, I have.
Wow. What does that taste like, man?
It tastes like fucking, you know, Lucky Charms. It tastes like fucking dirt. Is that all it tastes like? Yeah. Yeah, Shawnee Murphy again says undeveined. That's what he says. That's exactly what you said too. God, get on point. So you know, there's the seafood thing, which is really good. I enjoy that. I know it's unfortunate that you don't like it. I mean, is there a reason why you
I
don't
wish
like
I did.
Why don't you?
Is there a reason why you don't like a particular taste of food? I just don't. I don't care for.
Have you had it?
Of course, I've had it.
You said you haven't even fucking had a crab, right?
No, I never had a crab.
So
I never had shellfish. No,
just because it comes from the ocean, you won't eat it.
Well, it's kind of disgusting when you think about it. There's a lot of crap in the ocean. People piss in the ocean.
They inject fucking cows with chemicals. Like, what's the fucking difference?
But the cows are on land, so it's not like they're swimming in their own piss.
No, they're just fucking walking among big piles of their own shit. That's somehow better than a crab being a fucking mile under the sea. That's fucking better. This thing is in constant moving water. It's clean.
Do you know, it's possible that you could have eaten a crab that could have eaten like the flesh of a human that was decaying in the ocean, and that you could be eating that crab? Are you aware of that?
Is that something that you would really think of? I mean, if someone served you crab, you're saying, I'm gonna try crab legs. Is that an honest thought that comes up when you're getting ready to do this? You really think you're gonna be the fucking lucky winner to get a crab that has eaten the flesh of a dead guy?
You don't know. You don't know that for a fact.
I you know what? I don't know it. But I also don't know that, you know, somebody didn't fuck the steak that I'm going to be eating. Come on. You just have to put it out of your fucking mind and realize that, hey, they're steaming the shit out of these things. I'm not eating it raw, so it's going to probably be okay.
Have you ever cooked crab yourself and put them in the hot boiling water?
No, but I would do it. I mean, it really isn't anything. You buy it dead. You don't buy fucking living snow crabs.
No, well, have you ever gone crabbing?
No, I've never gone crabbing. I have seen and been bitten by crabs while in the ocean.
Bitten by crabs?
Well, you know, there was this one time in the ocean when I was walking around and I got a fucking, you know, crab bites your ankle or whatever.
Really?
Yes. They're out for...
You ever had a jellyfish sting you?
Never have. But now, let's say somebody... Let's say you get bit by a jellyfish. You know the way to relieve the pain, right?
Urine.
Would you let somebody do that to you?
If somebody I knew and didn't have any diseases.
A lifeguard comes by, sees that you've
no.
been, you
no.
just fucking quiver on the beach and put up with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it deadly? Is a jellyfish deadly? I mean, like a man of war might be, right? Like there's different grades of them. I mean, I don't know enough. I know that the thing is that you piss on somebody that's been bitten by a jellyfish. I would actually just like to, you know, to walk around peeing on people.
So if somebody asked you to
play the odds,
you would pee on the person.
Yes.
If it was a stranger.
Why not? I mean, I don't have to touch them. I can put my waist on them and somehow they're cured. That's a fucking miracle. I get relief out of not having to carry around this terrible piss and they get relief because they're not stung anymore. Or the sting somehow feels a little bit better. It's a no-brainer. I mean, would you pee on somebody? I mean, or do you have a problem with where you put your urine, or is it just the fact that dirtiness is coming near you?
I don't think I would pee on anybody, no. I just couldn't do that. That's wrong. It's degrading to pee on people.
Shawnee Murphy again. He says the strings of the shikazikazoan, I don't even know what the fuck that is, jellyfish, are generally not... are not generally deadly, though some species of the completely separate class, a cubozoa, box jellyfish, such as the famous and especially toxic... You know what, Shawnee Murphy? Can you give me fucking fish that... Like, whatever happened to mackerel? Why the fuck do I need to read the name of a fish that has a fucking a Y and a J in it, in the middle? Please. Please. Well... And enough of the seafood shit. There was something really cool that I don't think I've seen before. Maybe they had it. Maybe I just didn't pay attention. But they have the ability. You can make your own six pack of beer. They just have cases of single individual
oh, really?
Beers. And yeah, and you don't
That's
act
cool.
excited because you don't drink beer because you're a woman. But it's very exciting for people that want to try different types of beers and don't want to commit to the six pack. But yeah, it was really, really cool.
And it seems like such a simple idea, yet they don't do it here.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know the
can
legality.
Can you
it.
Buy a single can of beer in a liquor store?
I don't know. I mean, do we know somebody that happens to know the answer? Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Do we happen to have anybody nearby that might know these things? I think we do. Wow. You can call the show. It's 316-768-4472. That's the number to call the DJ New Style Show. People are saying yes. People are saying no. You have to buy the big can, the big oil can looking thing of fucking Foster's or Heineken. I don't know. Honestly, I don't care. You don't even drink beer. You're not even curious. You don't enjoy.
I've tasted it, but I don't like it. It's bitter.
You have the taste buds of a child.
Do you like the taste of beer?
I enjoy it. Yes, judging by the amount that I've consumed the last week, yeah, I definitely enjoy it.
Would you consider yourself an alcoholic?
No, I would not consider myself an alcoholic. Because right now, what am I enjoying? I'm enjoying a delicious bottle of water. And then I'll be enjoying some dollar store seltzer, which is just classy. Gonna really class up this whole thing right here. I don't know, Jerm. It was pretty cool to be able to just pick random fucking bottles of beer and get my own thing going. And we capped off the vacation with a water balloon surprise attack. My brother-in-law had a separate condo. Both of my brother-in-laws went. One of them had the separate condo, and he came over. He's like, "Oh, we're gonna do fireworks on the beach. You guys should come down." Blah blah blah. We had a fucking water balloon can, so we started launching water balloons at them and ruining their fireworks show. And accidentally, I hit my 10-year-old niece square in the face when she was talking to some other kid. And then the next one actually knocked over a random child that was just enjoying the show, just trying to watch some fireworks, and knocked him over. And that happened to have pissed off her father, which was somebody that was in the floor above us, that convinced the people directly above us to start throwing things down onto our balcony, like bottles of empty beer, buckets of water, and all kinds of other things that we'd have to clean up. All over our towels we had airing out, they just dumped fucking disgusting water and probably piss. I don't know. They probably put piss on it. If somebody dumped piss on a towel that you had hanging outside, what would you do to it?
I wouldn't do anything. I'd just leave the towel there, throw it out or something. But sometimes I'll be driving on the road and I'll see bottles with yellow fluid in it. So I bet you that's actually somebody's urine that they threw out the window.
Probably. Probably, especially if it's a bottle that says grape, because that's just an error in food dye. Or it's piss. That's what it is. Frank, I don't know about you. You had a staycation, as they say. You were at your house enjoying yourself. Well, not so much. Actually, you were shitting blood. But I was enjoying myself at the beach. It's a great time. Now, are you going to get out to the beach before Labor Day?
Yes. Thinking about going tomorrow to the boardwalk or something like that. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Now, when you say the boardwalk, what do you mean?
I mean it's a walkway.
I know that. What I'm saying is, every fucking shore town has the boardwalk.
That's not true. There's probably about four or five towns in Jersey that have boardwalks.
Okay. So it's not one, right? When you say I'm going to the boardwalk,
right?
It's a one in five fucking shot of where you're going. Do you have any idea where you're going right now?
I'm thinking about going to Ocean City, but I don't know if I want to drive down to Cape May.
Now, who's going with you? Is this a romantic getaway for you and your wife, Donna?
No, it is not. My three kids and my wife.
Do you enjoy the family trip? Or is this...
You know, when I was young, it was a quarter to play the fucking wheels. But it's like a dollar now to play a wheel. Can you imagine that? A dollar?
What do you mean the wheel?
The wheel. The wheel.
Explain it. There are people out there that fucking watch fucking plants grow, okay, that listen to the show. People live in fucking Iowa. They've never seen a fucking ocean in their life. Explain the wheel.
There's stands where you can win, the most popular is candy or stuffed animals. And you have numbers and letters and names on a wheel with little ticker tockers, little things sticking out, and they spin it, and you try to put it on the table, guess which one it is, and that's how you win it.
God.
And the one that nobody ever beats, that I've never seen anybody get, is when they have they have these jugs, and you throw these plastic rings, and you try and get it on the neck of the jug. I've never, ever, ever seen anybody ever win that game, ever.
Do you enjoy the fucking games? I mean, do you enjoy playing them?
I enjoy it, but I don't enjoy spending the money.
So, do you... once you play, do you feel like you have to play again and again? Because you think you can do it? Do you get close and you're like, oh, I can do this, I can do this? And you just keep playing.
Well, I get very close with the frog game where you take those little frogs and you tuck their legs underneath their body and you hit it with that big hammer. I get very close with the frog. I love the frog game.
I don't even know what the fuck. I don't know the frog game. I know
you don't know the frog game?
No, I know. I know the jug game. I know the wheel.
It's like a rubber frog you put on this, oh, man, I don't know what to call it. And you hit a hammer, you try to make
right here, Kinky Katie is checking in. She says, the frog game fucking blows.
Oh, excuse me.
Apparently the game to play is the little rope ladder thing. Our buddy Tilt, who is now in Beijing, just enjoying the Olympics and the Chinese people, he can win that every single time. He's fucking figured it out. He has pictures of him with the big fucking gorilla or whatever the fuck, the huge prize, the 50-cent prize that would cost most people $150. But he's an expert at that, and he can get it every single time.
Somebody in the room by the name of B-A-A-R-B indicate that it's a catapult. Three A's, an R, and a B. It's a catapult. It's a catapult. You catapult. You hit the hammer.
So you hit the fucking thing, and the frogs go flying, and they're supposed to land on something. And if they do, you win something. But now, they don't, so you pay more and more, and that's how the scam works. And you don't figure it out. You think it's, hey, let's just set up a fucking table so people can take all our prizes. This will be fucking great.
And I love to see all the smokers play that goddamn bouncy ball game where you throw it into these colored holes. It's like they're all different colored painted holes, and you throw this friggin' kickball in it, and you win yourself a carton of cigarettes.
I like how good the carnies are. Like, they're like, yeah, you just, it's, come on, it's easy. It's easy to take the fucking softball. They throw it, like, directly in to the fucking angled bucket. Right. But then sometimes you see a new one. He's like, no, man, it's easy. He, like, can't fucking get it. He does, like, 10 throws. Like, but seriously, though, like, yesterday I was getting them all. But you should play 3 for 5.
Well, the basket, you're talking about the basket with the softballs in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the trick of that is not to have another ball in there when you're doing it.
You know what the trick is? To realize that you're getting fucked and not put your money on the game.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you familiar with the game where you have these three look like little milk bottles, but they're made of wood, and you throw a ball at it?
They're on a platter. They're on a little little stage, and you get like maybe a fucking bean bag or a little softball or something. You have to throw them and knock them off. Yes, I'm very familiar with that game.
Okay.
Dare I say, I am a pro at that game.
Okay. They have this one game where you're actually throwing balls at glass bottles. It's repulsive. You're throwing balls at glass bottles.
What's wrong? Why is that repulsive to you? Well, after you go into a fucking 5-minute explanation about how your asshole looks like it's been it's had scissors taken to it, how is the idea of throwing a softball at a glass bottle fucking repulsive?
Because obviously you can get cut and bleed. And listen.
How the fuck are you going to get cut? You're throwing it. It'll go away from you.
Kinky Katie mentioned the ping pong ball and the fish bowl. Winning a fish was the best thing in the world when you were a kid because you had a fucking pet. You could win yourself a pet. You had a pet.
They should do it with other pets. They should you should be able to win a dog, but it should involve a shot put. Like you think about it, you're throwing something the size of the fish into the fish bowl. Like, but it was great as a kid. You come away with that bag. With that little goldfish in it.
Yeah. That clear bag. You're walking around the friggin' carnival. Hey, look at me. I got a goddamn bag of fucking fish.
I got a pet. His name is Ashley. I'm going to call him Spashley or Splashley because he's going to be in a fishbowl. I don't know. It's crazy, though, because when you're a kid, you're looking at it, and you get so excited, and then the little rim shot, out. So now you got to play again. Now whoever's with you has to play again because now you have your heart set on that fucking fish. Don't you see that they rope you in, Frank? Don't you see that this just exists to take your fucking money?
I won a fish one time, a goldfish. It died like about a week later. I was hysterical crying like a faggot.
How old were you? This was actually last week. This is what you did. That's why you.
No, I was probably about 16 or 17.
No. Fuck you! You were in high school crying over a dead fish.
Nah, I don't know, like a 7, 8 years
so
old.
So you
six,
get
seven.
This
Who
fish. You get this fish. Who won it for you? You won it for yourself?
You know what? The lady kept letting me go until I won. She kept letting me go until I won.
God, that's what they do for the retarded kids. She must have thought that you were a special kid. Let him just let him take the fish. This one's on its last fucking legs. It was doing that half float. Like, it was floating on its side halfway through the
water. Now, when you play these games, do you play it so that, like, you'll have, like, say there's, like, four names in a row on the wheel. Do you play all those four names because you have a better chance because they're close to each other? Or would you do all separate ones? Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
No, I don't. Please okay. Elaborate.
Say you have three names. Like, say you have three names, you know, Bob, Lou, and John. They're all in the row on the wheel. Now, will you put, and you want to play more than one, will you put all your coins and stuff on that because you have a chunk, or would you do it separately and space it out?
It's a fucking independent trial, correct? It's one spin, right?
Yes, yes.
So any spot is equally likely.
I see.
You understand? So it doesn't matter. Right. It doesn't matter if you pick random fucking names or if you pick an entire side of the wheel. It's independently... independent trial, each one is equally likely. You know, depending on the size of the wedge. I mean, fucking Frank might be a huge wedge, but fucking, you know, Tim might be a little sliver or whatever.
Somebody's putting their little statistics lesson, Ken, so I guess you're wrong about that. But anyway.
What do you mean I'm wrong about that? It's fucking correct.
Somebody's putting, you know.
P-Roll said it's a little statistics lesson with Ken.
Oh, well, I see.
How the fuck does that make me wrong?
I apologize.
The fact that you don't understand it, you're ready to drop, I'm going to buy all but one. I'm going to buy all but one.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I'm guaranteed.
When you go down to the boardwalk or the shore, what do you, is there a particular food that you enjoy getting when you go down there?
I don't go for the brick oven pizza because, you know, it's fucking pizza. It's pizza in it. I like a nice cheesesteak.
Okay.
Or a fucking steak. I'm going to get
steak.
Have
you ever seen the people,
bro,
have you ever
hold
seen
on.
The people making those
Shut
steaks?
Shut up, dude. Don't even talk to me. I got to get a steak. Like, oh, filet mignon. No, a fucking cheesesteak, you asshole. What are you saying?
Have you ever seen the people making those cheesesteaks? They're not your upper echelons, if you know what I'm saying.
Of course they're not. They're working at a fucking boardwalk restaurant. This isn't what people go to college for. Like, yes, I have a master's in frying steakums. Of course.
Now, do you get a soft twisty cone as well?
Sometimes. Sometimes I will. I like the chocolate vanilla swirl. I'm on a big chocolate vanilla swirl kick as of late.
They have mint there, too, but it tastes like toothpaste. I don't know if you ever got that.
Mint is very touch and go. It depends on where you go. Cold Stone Mint is incredible. There's a place by me that has a great mint ice cream. And, you know, otherwise it tastes like, it tastes like Colgate. It tastes like fucking Crest. It's no good.
No, it's good, too, is the orange ice cream with the vanilla. It's like a creamsicle.
Now, we have a lot of people from the South Jersey and Philadelphia area. And,
yes, but I'm sure this is everywhere.
What we're going to do right now is we're probably going to upset a few of them. The little candies that you have on the ice cream, sometimes they're rainbow colored. Sometimes they're brown. I'm not so sure. What are they called, Frank?
Sprinkles?
Yes. That's right. I forgot. They are called sprinkles. I don't know why in the fuck it's got to be Jimmy's. I don't know why the fuck people think it's Jimmy's. But it's sprinkles. You don't jimmy them on there. You jimmy a lock. You sprinkle the fucking sprinkles on the goddamn cone. I don't know why. Everybody's passionate about what these fucking things are called. But, like, you know, most people don't even fucking order them. They're terrible. Do you get sprinkles?
I get sprinkles. I get sprinkles sometimes if I'm in the mood. If the mood strikes.
When the mood strikes.
Yes.
Why? Why is it sometimes? And what color do you get? Do you get the chocolate or do you get the rainbow?
For vanilla ice cream, I get rainbow. And for chocolate ice cream, I get chocolate.
How devastating would it be to you to find out that rainbow sprinkles are the sign of the gay?
Excuse me?
If you're carrying around a rainbow cone, it's the sign of the gay.
Really?
Yes. That's how gay people identify each other in crowds by the boardwalk. Either that or the little hand-in-hand circle dancing by the way-too-tan shirtless faggots that feel the need to soak their entire skull in gel and call everybody Mo. I don't know, Frank. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears. The place to be. And speaking of 10, best in show, bestinshowradio.com. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. This is Rob Giggs from Best in Show. Listen to what you've been missing while sleeping in on a Sunday morning instead of waking up to check out the fantasy cavalcade of Best in Show at hearustalk.com.
I want to stop everything right now. Fred, you wanted something big for the Labor Day bash.
I sure do.
Oh, my God.
When I go to the bank, as I go through the drive-thru of the Commerce Bank, right in front of me, there's a tanning salon that in the window advertises the darkest tan possible. So let's say maybe the day before, like let's go August 30th, so we get the optimum darkness for our show. Producer of the stars, Rob Giggs, do me a favor, find out how much something like this costs. The darkest tan on Staten Island, bro. I want to look like, I want the Montel Williams, you know? There we go. Hey, how are you today? Are you open
Saturday? Yes, Saturday. Oh, yeah, definitely. I usually work Wednesday through Saturday. Those are my busy days.
Okay, yeah, I think I want to get five chocolatey fellas done on a Saturday morning. How dark are we talking? How dark are
you
we
looking? I can make you extremely dark or I can make you a little dark. It depends. I have to look at your skin tone.
We want to get as dark as possible. And mind you, this is coming from five guys that have never done the spray tan thing before, never done anything like this, but we want to get as dark as possible. I don't think you're actually going to make us look like asphalt, but I want to know how dark we can get.
My solution, is very dark. Now, I have drops, additive drops, that could make it, like the sign says, I could make you darker than any tanning salon would possibly be able to get. It's extremely brown. Like, if you were in the islands for a week, that's how dark I could make you.
Considering we're doing this for the radio show, would you be opposed to us coming in there and actually videotaping while we actually did it?
Not at all. Not at all.
Awesome. Then we're going to see you in 2 weeks.
Best in Show Radio is live every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com and the Hear Us Talk radio chat room on Paltalk. Best in Show is proud to be part of the Hear Us Talk radio network.
The DJ New Style Show.
Attention, Pepper Gardens, you're under the neighborhood watch. Hello out there to all you fine folks at your little computer screens there. I'm Joe Caramello, and you're listening to Neighborhood Watch. It's a little thing I throw together to help all my fine friends out here in Pepper Gardens. Nice little neighborly thing I do for you guys. But listen, today was a good day. I went out, I put on my nice little jogging suit I got there, I put a comb on my head, some sneakers on my feet, it felt wonderful. I walked on down to the Quick Check to get the paper, and I'm not even two goddamn houses past my own home. When I notice, it comes to me that, hey, today is Tuesday. You know, that might not make sense to all you people. I mean, I'm not losing my fucking mind here, but if you saw what I saw on that lawn, a couple houses down by my own home, you'd know what I'm talking about. Tuesday. That means it's time to recycle your cardboard. I'm only two houses down the street, and I stop in my tracks right here, and I see three bundles of magazines. And they're on the other side of the drive, not even near the mailbox. They're on the other side of the drive. Animals. Here I am trying to look out for the neighborhood and be a good person for all you friends out there. And this guy's over here acting like it's a fucking Friday morning with his fucking Fast Company magazine stacks. Well, folks, we got him. Yeah, that's right. My first guest here is the owner of that house. If you could even call it that goddamn rat's nest that it looks like. It's my neighbor, Ken. Ken. Joe.
Joe, I know it's you. I have your number. Listen, there's no reason for you to be calling me. Why? Why are you calling me? The magazines, Ken. What about them, Joe? What about them? You got them all over your fucking yard, Ken. It's a mess. Really? Let me... Joe, stop! You're ripping the fucking bundles up! It's cardboard day! What the fuck? Cardboard, goddammit! You old fuck! What not the magazines! What's wrong with you? I'm recycling! This is fucking recycling! You're too
Tuesday! It's Tuesday! Tuesday!
What?
Tuesday, not Friday. Clean up your fucking lawn!
Fuck, I'm gonna run you and your fucking paper off the fucking road tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good point. All right.
Whoa, looks like we lost him. Well, you know, maybe we got through to him. Maybe he's gonna learn his lesson. But, you know, Ken, if you're listening, you know, I'm not the only one who's here saying things, Ken. I'm over here a couple houses down from you. You know, we talk, you know. I'm your friend, Ken. I'm coming to you like a friend. And then you go all off on me like some kind of a fucking asshole. Jesus. Well, that's it for me. Now remember, Friday's for papers and magazines, Tuesday's for cardboard, Wednesday's bottles, and your son shouldn't be going around with all kind of girls like that, for Christ's sakes. He's a grown fucking man. Take care. I'll be watching. This has been Joe Caramello with Neighborhood Watch.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Oh, yeah. We heard that, Germ Freak. Welcome back.
Can you get a cough switch on here?
Where? You want me to build it into your fucking rat's nest of a desk? This is the DJ New Style Show. Your Tuesday night miracle. 9 to 11 on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. What is it, Germ?
It's the place that you do with your ears and the place to be.
Something like that. Just go to hearustalk.com. Tell your friends about it. Tell your mom. Your mom listens, Frank. That's what I hear.
She does.
She loves
she
it.
She does.
You know why she listens? For me. She doesn't like you. God. Well, it's good. I took a quick dump. Nice little nugget came out.
No, you did.
Oh, you know I did?
Well, because you take them in world record time.
I don't know about that, but maybe that would be a good Olympic event. the quick dump. The Jamaicans would take it, though. I don't know if you saw the Jamaican, you know.
I didn't watch the Olympics at all.
I know you didn't. Why would you? You don't do anything. I mean, you don't even know what a goddamn crab looks like. How the fuck are you going to know anything about the Olympics?
My wife was talking about this guy, Phelps. I says, who the hell are you talking about?
You don't know who Michael Phelps is? I mean, you know now, right?
I know now, but I didn't know who the hell he was until my wife told me.
The funny thing, I read a little bio on him. The only reason he started swimming is because he has ADHD. His parents just wanted him out of the fucking house. They threw him in a pool just to swim. Yeah, you got so much energy. Yeah, swim a few fucking laps. Like 10 years later, he's in the fucking Olympics. It's amazing. It is. On this vacation I went to, as I said, we ate out a lot. I noticed that restaurants are pulling a few tricks. There's a little restaurant trickery going on. And I don't know if you were aware of this. This is new to me, though. One of them, actually... One of the points I'm about to bring up, you had brought up on the show,
yes,
the buffet sign that says in North Carolina, "Do not reuse your plate."
Yes, this was brought up to me by Benny Hill's ghost. I was telling him how I don't like when people reuse the plates at the salad bars because of potentially getting hepatitis, and he told me that it's a state law. They have to use a new plate each time you go up to the salad bar, and you saw the sign at the restaurant.
So you go and you reach into the stack, and you go get another plate. And then you go put your shitty food on it, right?
Exactly.
And that's what you want?
Now, exactly.
So the plate stack, they're the good plates, right?
Yes.
What's good? I mean, you know, you would agree that the caliber of employee washing the dishes at a fucking southern buffet... probably not the greatest in the world, right?
Right.
And now, if the greatest employee in the world is bound to make mistakes every now and then, would you say that the lowest caliber employee would make mistakes every now and then as well?
Exactly.
If not more frequently.
Right.
Right? So exactly. A mistake that a dishwasher would make would probably be forgetting to wash a dish because maybe it looked a little too clean and putting that plate back into the stack.
People don't wash the dishes anymore. It's the machines do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
the dishwasher.
That's what they do.
The machines.
So you're willing to say on this fucking show that it's likely that a crab you're going to eat has eaten a dead body at the bottom of the ocean, but it's completely impossible that one of the plates in the stack hasn't been washed.
You're going to know if it's not washed if you see food on it. If you ever go to a restaurant and you see a little piece of hard food stuck on the plate,
yeah,
you'll probably still eat the plate. You'll probably fucking lick the plate, you animal.
It's in the stack. It's in the stack. It's fine.
But if you
right?
look at it, you see it's dirty. You don't use it.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Obviously. And you know what? I won't even pick up a wet plate. That's the fucking thing.
Oh, I don't mind the wet hot plates. I like the wet hot stuff.
What do you like?
I like the wet hot stuff that's on the plate.
You put it right near your face, right?
Sometimes if it's hot enough, I'll put it on my face.
Would you ever just check how hot it is and maybe lick your finger and then just rub it around the wetness?
Sometimes I will, yeah.
Just
relax. I like the way it feels.
I don't
No, I like to feel the hot stuff in my hands, that's all.
I don't like when I pick a plate out of the stack and it's got that little puddle in it. I don't like that. I go and I put it back under the bottom and I grab a new plate. But that's not the only thing. I noticed that, and it is a state law, so you must have had a fucking, you know, the urge to move to North Carolina the minute you heard that.
Well, I'm going to be talking to my state senator. I have an appointment in a couple weeks.
And who is that?
I forget her name right hand, but she's in Edison. to propose a bill in New Jersey to make this a law in New Jersey, and I'll let you know about the progress.
Okay, now, would you rather have this this law passed to mandate that you get a new plate, or to have an ordinance passed that would allow you to have a pet goat?
Well, I do like goats.
You have an affinity for them, as you've said.
I like goats, and I tried to get a goat, but my town would not allow it.
Yeah.
Because I guess, you know, we don't live in the farm area, so.
Well, whatever. I noticed that at one restaurant, actually at most of the restaurants, as you order your thing, you know, usually they'll say, oh, you get a super salad with this, whatever. You get something extra with this, and you're asked to choose. At this one place, they said, oh, with your meal, you can have coleslaw or salad. So, you know, since I'm not at a black church, I naturally pick the fucking salad. And so I got the salad, and later on, I found out that I've been duped because they charged us for the fucking salad. The salad was extra. Yeah, I can have a salad, but they didn't fucking tell me I had to pay for it. So I would have just gotten the goddamn, you know, Black Sunday coleslaw. I would have gotten that. That's a little bit of a trick, Frank. I don't know if you've ever encountered that. Have you ever been at a restaurant where they duped you into selecting something that was extra without telling you?
I don't think I have. Barbara Bruno. Yes, it's Barbara Bruno. That's her name. Barbara Bruno.
Who?
Is my state senator.
Congratulations. I'm sure that people in New Mexico honestly give half a fuck right now. Thank you for completely derailing what in the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
You know what?
They offer something that's free, and then they mention something more appealing next to it, which it makes it a no fucking brainer. Like, you want the shitty thing or you want this, you know, delicious thing. And then they charge you for it.
There was this place I used to go to, Route 27. I think it was North Brunswick. It's not there anymore. It was like a luncheonette of some sort. And they give you this sandwich, and you have a choice of either macaroni salad or potato salad.
What did you order?
A sandwich. You have the potato salad that is the smallest possible scoop you could actually think of. It's probably the size of a teaspoon. And they say, do you want macaroni salad or potato salad? I'm like, why don't you just give me both? You barely even give me anything. Just give me both. Is it going to kill you to give me a scoop of both, for Christ's sake?
So why don't you just ask for extra? Just say, give me the macaroni salad too. Or give me extra potato salad. Just ask extra. They give you the tiniest scoop, you know, get a little more. Maybe they give you that little, you know, when you get ketchup and you get extra, mm-hmm. you bring it back so you can dip your fries in it. They give you a little mm-hmm. fucking paper cup full of the potato salad. I mean, I don't know. I don't like macaroni salad. I'm not a big fan. I don't like the white creamy shit like you do. You love the white creamy hot mess.
You don't like coleslaw in that little cup. I love that. I drink it like it's a beverage.
That shit gets passed around because there's a lot of people that don't fucking eat that, and that goes back with the plate. I'm like, oh good, we got a coleslaw we can use in the next one. Take that. Take the little orange slice with the curly lettuce I put under it and the little coleslaw cup and put it on this fresh fucking grilled cheese plate. Let's do that. They reuse those fucking things.
Get out of here. That's an old wives' tale. They don't reuse food.
An old wives' tale. So you're saying what I just said is the same thing as saying, if you walk over someone who's laying down, it's going to stop their growth. That's a fucking wives' tale. The fact that they see food that they can use again and do it isn't that far from the fucking, you know, the truth. It is the case. Some of my friends worked at fucking restaurants. The spinach dip at a Fridays, the spinach dip, Yeah, you love, love it? You love it?
I love the
spinach. They take what you leave and scrape it back into the fucking cauldron.
You know what? You're obviously trying to be outrageous and trying to scare me, but they don't do
that. Yeah, I'm being a big shock jock by bringing up a Friday's app.
You're trying to be outrageous.
Jesus Christ. I'm not being outrageous. Frank, they do these things. You need to know this. Especially somebody that is nervous about everything else. There are things you need to be more nervous of. Like the food you're eating may have been on somebody else's plate and may have been picked at. You have no idea. What happens when someone turns back food and then someone orders something very similar? Maybe they throw a little slice of something on it and they serve it to you. God, that was quick service today. Oh, God, that was really quick. Yeah, why? What do you think? They fucking fried a hamburger quicker today? The ovens are more efficient today? There's shit back there they're waiting to use on people. Get a fucking grip on reality. Are you stunned? What's the deal?
They could get. I don't think they're doing that. Really, I don't.
They definitely are. Definitely are. Another thing that they'll do, Frank. I noticed this. It's a little bit annoying to me because I drink water. I usually don't order soda. Sometimes I'll get an unsweetened iced tea. I'm used to going to places. And having them bring water to me, like, I don't have to fucking order it. So if I say coffee, I'll get a coffee and I'll get a glass of water. Now I have to order a fucking coffee and a water. Like, it's a big thing. And on the menu it says, water upon request. We're going green and we're conserving our local resources. Thank you for reusing the gold that you're panning out of the fucking parking lot in the back. It's a fucking glass of water. Local resources. Shut the fuck up.
First of all, you're making the biggest mistake in the first by drinking water from a restaurant. It is the most vile. I don't think it's spring water. I think it's from the tap. It's the most vile water. Is the water that they give you at a restaurant is the most vile dish water.
What do you drink at a restaurant?
Never drink the water at a restaurant. It's vile. Unless you see it coming out of the bottle, it's vile.
Do you order coffee at a restaurant?
Do I order coffee?
Yeah.
Yes, boiled coffee. Yes, boiled coffee.
Okay. So you don't order the chilled iced coffees. It's the same fucking water, Frank. It doesn't fucking matter. It's the same fucking water. They're not taking a Brita pitcher out and making your coffee. It's the same fucking tap water.
But
it doesn't
matter.
It's
boiled, so it kills all the germs.
What I'll do is though I'll taste it, and usually the bad water tastes like how somebody's grandma's house would smell. And then I don't drink anymore, and I'll have a coffee, because I can you can make
oh
shitty
God.
Coffee taste like anything.
Irish curse. I like restaurant water. Sometimes it looks like there's sea monkeys in it. That's true.
Oh, it's so disgusting, right?
Gross.
Sometimes it does look it's got the floaties in it, that hard water shit that's floating around. But I order it every single time. Sometimes it's very good. I mean, you know, not every place is gonna have awful water. But I think this, water upon request thing is, you know, we're overdoing this bullshit. This going green shit. Conserving. Let's conserve the local resources. Oh, okay. Local resources. I let water run right now. I have fucking four sinks overflowing right now in my house. They say, the way to go green and save energy, shorten your shower by 5 minutes. Turn off the sink when you're brushing your teeth. Honestly, is that really going to fucking save the planet? How about you work on the fucking hydrogen engine? Thank you. That concludes my scientific rant of the show, everybody. I don't know, Frank. It just seems a little bit fucked up to me. Seems a little bit fucked up. Speaking of fucked up, in that same restaurant, I go in the bathroom and, let me outline my procedure. I mean, you've talked about how you handle the toilets, when you went on vacation. It wasn't your personal toilet, but you still had to use it. You went through a whole process. Here's my process. I walk into the stall. I visually inspect it for half a second. I take toilet paper, wipe the seat, sit down, shit and or piss. Stand up, wipe sometimes, wash my hands with soap sometimes. If I need to be out quickly, you know, just a quick little rinseroo over here. But when I was at the sink, it was more of like a bathroom sink where it had a little ledge next to the faucet. and there's a little cutout into the porcelain where it looks like somebody would put like a bar of soap. So
sure.
Somebody had a little round disc in there.
That's nice. So keep you clean.
And
clean
it was all wet with no bubbles. So I'm thinking, that doesn't look like fucking soap. I go over to the urinal. I look in. There's no urinal cake. This fucking thing, somebody fished out the goddamn urinal cake and put it into the little soap indent. I wonder how many fucking people were scrubbing their hands fruitlessly with a goddamn used urinal cake that people have pissed on for a few weeks. Just absolutely terrible. Terrible. I mean, you don't use urinals, so I mean, you don't know what a urinal cake is.
But why do they have to call it cake? I mean, cake is something delicious and tasty, and they have to call it urinal cake. It's just, why put two words like that together? This doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, you did call your wife's dessert cake as well.
Yes, it's delicious. She made homemade lemon cake.
I gotta say, it was very, very delicious. It looked like you had an extra egg in it. I don't know. Enough of that.
Watch it. Watch
Enough
it.
Of that. Jesus H. Christ. I don't know, Frank. Don't know what to tell you. The Olympics going on. There's a lot of, you know, swimming events that are on the TV. You know, I have my own pool. Vacation, actually, the place had its own pool. What are your thoughts on a pool? I mean, somebody that's afraid of the entire world, can you enjoy yourself in a pool?
When I was a child, I lived in the pool. I was in like a fish. People used to call me Frank the Fish. Because I enjoyed the pool so much. Many a day I could remember swimming under the water and coming out of the water and having a long piece of hair, that very curly, coarse hair in my mouth, and wondering where that came from. Little do I know, you know, what it probably was, but I will not go in a pool ever again as long as I live. It's foul and gross.
Why not?
It's a big bathtub is all it is. It's disgusting. People... go in there. Animals die in there. People pissing.
They chlorinate these things. I mean, you think the terrible diner tap water is okay by, you know, some method of processing? Well, the process they use on the pool is they chlorinate it and they filter it. It's fine.
I don't find that.
It's fine.
Listen.
Let me tell you something right now. If there's a kid in or around the pool, it's been pissed in.
Oh, no doubt.
Also, let me tell you something right now. If the pool is actually a pool. If the pool's a pool, it's been pissed in. Every single fucking pool has urine in it.
Absolutely.
Nobody can resist peeing in a pool. They'll say, oh, dude, I would never piss in a pool. You'll pee in a pool to avoid going back to your fucking house or somebody's fucking bathroom to go, you know, undo your fucking your trunks and pull your fucking shriveled dick out and piss from it.
Yeah.
You'll piss in the pool. Gets your, you know, raises the temperature up a little bit in your own proximity. But, you know, the thing is, people, like, you walk through the pool, you swim, you come to that warm spot. Fucking frightened.
Is that what that is? I always thought that was the sun hitting it. The sun was in that area. No, it's the, oh my God, all that time, who knew it was actually piss water? I thought it was where the sun was hitting it, it warmed that spot.
Yeah, that one spot. The sun is actually concentrating that one six inch circle in the pool. Tell me, are you fucking kidding? You really thought the sun was heating?
I swear to Christ, I thought it was the sunny part of the pool where the sun hits the particular spot of the pool and it was warm.
You swim under it with your eyes open, your fucking mouth open.
Did you ever purposely pee in the pool?
Yes, many times. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be the person
who's doing it. It's disgusting.
What?
Do you pull your pecker out of the bathing suit or do you pee right through your bathing suit?
When
do you pull your
are
pecker?
Are you fucking out of your mind?
I'm asking
you. You piss through the suit.
Oh my God.
The object.
That's so foul.
The object is. Now, I don't make a habit of it, but if I really can't hold it and I have to go and it means walking out, you know, fuck it. I'm just going to go. And especially if it's not my friend's pool, it's not my pool, some fucking hotels, it's already been pissed and the damage has been done.
Man.
Just go right through it. You can't pull your fucking shit out and just fuck. Hey, what's going on? You don't want to be caught, so you do what you like to call the look around. Anybody looking? All right, I'm just gonna put my elbows up on the side.
Okay, but sitting and having yellow liquid all around you, that's normal. I mean, they're not gonna see
that.
It's
not a yellow cloud that comes out of you. Do you know how many gallons are in a pool? I mean, the only reason you see the yellow in the toilet is because there's a small amount of fucking water in
it. Two wrongs don't make a right. Okay? What? By you pissing in it doesn't make it better. Okay? Why don't you not piss in it?
Maybe other people will actually take that time. It makes it a lot better for me. One, I don't have to piss anymore. And two, I'm enjoying a few more degrees of heat. So it makes it a little bit better. It really, really does. Now, the ocean, I mean, there should be no fucking qualms about pissing in the ocean. Just fucking let it fly. Everybody does. Naturally filtered water. Naturally filtered. It runs through sand. Whenever you see naturally filtered on a Dasani bottle or a fucking whatever fucking drink, this fucking shit's probably naturally filtered. It's been run through fucking sand. Aggregate. And it's been filtered. Naturally. That's what that means. The ocean, you just piss in it. A pool, you got to be a little bit more careful. People don't want to be seen, you know, with that I'm pissing in the pool face. Just looking around side to side. And people try to warn you, like if it's their pool, it's like, don't piss. We got a chemical in it. When urine hits, it turns red. So we'll know if anybody pisses in this pool. It's a deterrent, and it's impossible. It was on that Mythbusters show, whatever the fuck it is. Just the chemical doesn't exist. It's completely made up. Have you ever heard of this thing?
What's that?
Are you a part of the show? Have you heard any fucking thing?
No,
that
but
I said
we're talking about. We're talking about peeing in the ocean. What are you talking about now? Mythbusters.
What has got your attention right now?
Nothing.
Tell me what you're looking at. Tell me
nothing.
Let's hear what in the fuck is so important that you don't want to hear what I'm saying.
Go ahead. I apologize. I was daydreaming for a split second, but I heard up until.
What are you looking at? I see a couple cams up here. Are you looking at a specific person? Is it Ed? Are you looking at Styx? Lax Playa? Kinky
right.
Katie? Pristine? Maybe,
what I was
maybe
looking
Pristine
at.
Has
I'm
your
I'm gonna be
eye.
Honest with you. I was looking at Pristine because he just shaved and he had that smooth face again.
Smooth? What kind of face?
He's got a baby face again. It's nice and smooth.
A baby face. You called him a smooth little baby ass face.
He's got a smooth baby ass face, yeah.
You're so gay. You are so completely gay. It fucking pains me. Pains me. Now, when did you... What age did you realize that the pool wasn't for you? Was it before or after Greg Louganis nicked his AIDS head on the diving board and people were scared?
Now, would you swim in a pool that was just bled in like that? Would you swim in a pool like that?
I mean, I wouldn't want to, but let's just, you know, honestly, am I going to get AIDS? No. I'd go in. Fuck it. People would be like, oh my God, 2 drops in fucking 20,000 gallons. Oh, okay. You know, it's a little bit fucking diluted. I'm just going to go in. I don't give a shit. I'll swim with my eyes open. I'll open my urethra and swim.
Jesus Christ. You sick fuck.
But is that when you got turned off the pool?
No. I guess I stopped, you know, in the mid-80s, I guess.
The mid-80s.
When something called, when a four-letter acronym came out, that's when I stopped.
AIDS.
Anyway. I suppose so, yeah.
I don't know, Frank. I really don't know. I think that you should you should probably do what you were going to do. We should probably get that going pretty soon. You know what I'm talking about?
What's that?
Well, we had a friend that we wanted to have on for something that you like to do every now and then.
Oh, okay.
Let me do you have that? Ready?
Yeah, I have
it. Are you prepared?
I can't find the,
are you
I can't
prepared?
Find
the are person. You are you admiring Pristine's baby ass face?
No. I closed it down because I don't want to be distracted.
Oh my goodness! So you're not ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's go.
Oh, there's no music for this one?
Now it's time for Germ Freak's Dilemmas.
Here they come. Here they come, yo. Here they come. That's right. You have to choose between this or that. Germ Freak is going to put you in a series of would you rathers. Oh, snap. Here we go. Coming onto the show right now is our buddy, your pal and mine, Foundry Music Jeff. Are you there, buddy?
Oh, ow, ow.
Are you there?
Ow.
What happened?
Oh, is that loud?
Oh, that's loud? Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I think I just deafened Foundry Music Jeff. Jeff, how are you tonight?
Half deaf, but thank you. Very nice. Very good.
That's all right. Well, we Germ, what do you have for us tonight?
I just had a couple of things that I was wondering, choices that you may want to make in your lifetime, so I wanted to get your opinion on it. And I will start with the following.
What's the first one?
Would you rather not be able to ever see your face again or not be able to see the faces of anyone you love again?
I think that's pretty easy. I'll throw it over to you, Jeff. I mean, did you actually hear him or did I ruin your fucking hearing?
No, I think I would go with never see my face again because, honestly, how many times does one see their own face if they're not, you know, Italian?
And you think about it this way. You're going to remember yourself when you were as good as you're going to look. You're not going to see yourself as an old man. You'll just, you'll think, hey, I know how I look, and it's this way. I don't have to see the fucking terrible disaster I've become.
All I ask is you give me, like 6 months to train so I can get to my physical peak and then take it. So I'd have the vision of me at my physical peak.
Now, Frank, what would you choose?
I would probably choose...
You need to see yourself. I mean, if
what if you have a booger in your nose or something like that? You know, how are you going to take that out?
What if something drops on your scalp and you don't feel it right away? You wouldn't know. You'd have this disgusting filth all over.
Can you blow your nose without looking in a mirror after you're done? Are you able to do that?
Yes.
You can. See, I can't. I have to look in the mirror because I make sure there's nothing hanging down.
Do you ever do the snot rocket? You just close one nose?
Sure,
one nostril?
I've done that.
Of course, so then you know everything's cool, and then you just go wipe it out, two fingers each nostril, whatever. It's all good. Clean it out. Clean out the clogs. What would you do, Frank? You didn't really answer.
I would want to see the faces of my loved ones as you.
And
would
that's
too.
Bullshit. You would not right. do that. You would want to know that you don't have shit all over your fucking face.
Well, it is embarrassing.
It is. I think that you are selfish enough. To give up the sight of your wife and kids, to completely never see your kid's face age, just so that you can make sure you don't have duty on your head. Terrible.
Frank, you ever make the video of your face on Pal Talk bigger than the default, just so you can see yourself in a larger window?
No, I've never done that. No, have you?
I saw my brother do that last week. Apparently, he's never actually used a webcam before, and it defaults to like that little square in the corner. Well, he's like, "Well, I can make this bigger," and he made it so big, and he just admired himself in the camera window. And I'm just like, "Wow, you're a vain son of a bitch, aren't you?"
yeah, he would definitely choose himself over you and your mom and dad, Jeff. Definitely. Frank, what do you have next?
Okay. In relation to what I went through tonight, would you rather crap a softball or pee a marble?
Wow. Crap a softball or pee a marble? I think you got to go with marble. I think I'm going to say...
Have you ever had a stone in your...
Wait, Jeff was about to answer, and you rudely cut him off.
I apologize.
Rude
my
freak.
My dad had a kidney stone, and they broke up as much as they could, but the rest he had to pee out. And he said it was the worst pain he's ever had in his entire life.
So wait, Frank, are we able to break it up?
No. You have to pee a marble.
Marble or a softball in its entirety.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think the ass is designed to expand as much as it can, but I don't think the pee hole is designed to expand.
Not Frank's.
Is the ass like
ass.
An accordion where it stretches a little bit, I guess? I don't know.
You tell us about yours, Frank.
Well, right now it's hurting, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, your asshole is fucking, leaking like a fucking stewed tomato right now.
It is.
It's disgusting. So what would you choose, Jeff?
I heard anal fissures can be caused by excessive consumption of caffeine.
Holy shit.
So
are you serious?
Your coffee habit may actually be causing
also,
your anal
also Purell. Purell, caffeine, and everything else that you enjoy in life. Frank,
Purell applied directly to the asshole, that would definitely cause an needle.
Absolutely would cause it to tear. Frank, what would you choose, marble or softball?
I would choose the softball.
You would stretch your ass out to fucking accommodate a softball.
What FM Jeff said, I think the anus opening stretches a little bit.
I'm glad
you've come
sure
to that conclusion. You think it does. You're not quite sure. You're ready to test the scientific method and really see if you've hammered this one out. Really nice.
Well, I've seen guys on videos get like fisted in the ass, like all the way down to like the elbow. So
excuse me.
I think the fist is the size of a softball, right?
You've seen guys get fisted in the ass?
Oh, don't do this whole gay thing. You get videos sent to you, you open them, maybe you play them, maybe you save them, and you watch them a couple of times.
I don't know that I exactly would get to the elbow part. The minute I saw the lard being rubbed on the fist, I'd probably be out of the game.
Well, there's definitely a certain vaudevillian appeal to something like that.
Vaudevillian appeal. Yeah, they're going to be spinning their cane and adjusting their bow tie after that. Terrible. What's next, Frank? I mean, you're obviously insane. What's going on?
Okay. Would you rather have every driver but you be a student driver or have every driver on the road except you be at least 75 years old?
Oh, I thought about this actually in the past.
Ugh.
I thought about this in the past. And I'll tell you right now, if I could take a bat to every senior driver on the road right now, I would, because I hate those sons of bitches.
So you're saying
I hate them to death.
You're surrounded either by student drivers or 75-year-old people.
Exactly.
I'm going to go with the 75-year-old people. Student drivers, they're a little ambitious. Maybe they've watched one of the more recent straight-to-video sequels of Fast and Furious. They think they're going to fucking spin out in the goddamn on a highway or something. You know, they can cause accidents. Old people, while they don't really care when they go, they generally go where they're supposed to. The when is what's fucked up with the old people. So you just have to look out for them.
At a pace so slow that it's almost not even worth leaving the house. You might as well just not leave. I have been stuck behind old people who have literally gone 15 miles per hour in a 35 or a 40. And I'm just honking on them, and they're taking their time, and they don't give a fuck.
But would you rather them do that or have a teenager go, you know, three times the speed limit there, Jeff? Come on now.
I would prefer that because it not only is it exciting, most of the time teenagers aren't that bad. I mean,
I was on the road the other day, and I saw – this is the first time I've ever seen it. I guess this female had just gotten her license. She was driving by herself, but she put a homemade sign in her back window that said, I am a new driver. Now, how embarrassing is that?
Oh, it's like when you go to the fast food place and they have that fucking sign in front of the register. Bear with me. I'm new.
Right, right.
Oh, you're fucking terrible. And she did it herself. This is her own fucking initiative.
This is her own car because she was in the car by herself.
What
she
a
put a
loser.
Sign and she says, I'm a new driver.
So. Bear with me. I'm a new driver. Yeah, eat shit. Nobody gives a fuck.
Remember when you first got your license? You thought you were a badass.
I didn't really think I was a badass. I thought I had a
Plymouth Sundance. It was my first car.
Yeah, Pontiac.
Not exactly badass wheels.
Yeah, I had a fucking Pontiac 6000 LE station wagon with the artificial wood trim. Okay? Maroon interior. Awesome.
Grease the lightning.
Oh, battle wagon, bitch. Let's race. My speedometer doesn't go past 80, but let's do it. Terrible.
Oh, man, yeah,
I'm such a
Pontiac.
I'm a fucking badass, okay? I can pack 12 in this bitch. And all your soccer equipment. Absolutely terrible. You thought you were a badass?
Those are the cars you buy on like Route 9 as you go into Lakewood for like $500.
You know, it is the metallic mint P, Clark.
What I would do is I would take my keys and just shake them real loud so people would know that I have more keys because I have car keys now.
Yeah, because previously you had maybe like a couple extra keys that didn't work,
yeah.
And then your house key.
Yeah, I had keys that I found on the friggin' sidewalk, and I would put them on my keychain.
Do you ever throw a key away?
Never.
I never do. I have the jailer's keys. They're fucking awful. What's next on your thing here?
Would you rather have a brain freeze for 12 hours or have diarrhea for 12 hours?
Holy shit. Wow. Brain freeze for 12 hours or diarrhea for 12 hours?
Yes.
It seems like you already have that. You have that uncomfortability with your sliced open anus. So you might have more of a clue as to what it is. So, I mean, what's your take on this one, Frank?
Well, you know what? Having diarrhea isn't so bad because you get to sit on a toilet and you're just relaxing. I mean, if you just if you can stay home all day, then what's the is it really that bad to have the runs? I mean, it's really not that painful, you know.
Well,
you can just stay on the ball for 12 hours.
You get the diarrhea that really irritates your asshole.
Yeah, that Bernie shit, that all liquid fire shit. That eventually, you know, maybe the first time it's like, ah, yeah, whatever. After three or four times, you don't even want to wipe, but you have to, and it fucking slices you open, and it's pain. After 12 hours. Jesus.
But you get to relax and sit down.
Brain freeze is crippling, though. So, I mean, I'd have to go with diarrhea. You get brain freeze bad enough, like, you walk around like you've been shot in the fucking back. your nervous system, your motor skills, they're all turned off. You see somebody with fucking brain freeze clutching at their fucking temples. I should have eaten it so quickly. Oh, it's the worst. So I would go with the liquid shit. Jeff, what do you think?
Oh, I'm with you on this one.
Oh, you're with
me? I mean, you can't work.
Let's get two toilets together!
it's just completely debilitating. So yeah, I would definitely have to take diarrhea.
Frank, what's going on next on the Would You Rathers or Germ Freak Dilemmas or whatever we're calling this now. I don't even fucking know.
Would you rather always show up 20 minutes late for everything or always show up 90 minutes early for everything?
Well, I think I've already decided that. Hey, boss, how are you? I think I'd actually prefer 40 minutes according to my recent attendance at work. But why be early? I'm not an early person. I don't know. I prefer to get there late. That means more sleep for me. More sleep. I'm more tuned in. A little bit later on in the day. What do you think about that, Jeff? What do you think? What's your take?
I don't want to stand this dilemma. Do I prefer to be late or early?
In other words, if exactly. I mean, would you rather say you have to be in a certain appointment or something, but you either have to be 20 minutes late?
No,
or
no matter what, you can't help it.
You
can't
help
it. No matter what you have to do, you're always 20 minutes late, or you're always 90 minutes early. No matter what it is. All the time.
I think I'd probably go early just in case, you know, something important happens. You know, I hate to show up for a funeral 40 minutes late.
Well, it's 20, you know what I mean?
Or the birth of my kid 40 minutes late.
Do you really want to see that beginning part? And it's not 40, it's 20. So, I mean, you're not... What are you missing? Snip? Pick out a name? Oh, whatever. You'll get a name. Who cares? You'll live with it. You probably don't even get to pick it anyway. Fuck it.
Well, that would also apply to flight two, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I would miss every flight for the rest of the flight.
Yeah, you would actually. So you'd have to actually book two flights in a row. I don't think it's physically possible to be late to the next flight if you're already there. But you will always be late to the first one. So you're spending double on every single flight. Frank, what's your take on it? What do you pick with this one?
I'm always late for everything. So what's another hour and a hour, 15 minutes or so? I would pick the later one.
You would pick the later one.
I mean, 20 minutes isn't going to make or break anything, you know what I'm saying?
You do always run late too.
I always run late. I don't know why. And people say, "Why are you late?" And I just say, Because I left the house late. What can I say? And what am I going to say? All right, next one.
All right.
I don't like to be late for my friends.
Pardon?
I don't like to be late for my friends. I'll do it for work, but I won't do it for people I like.
Jesus. Shawnee Murphy checking in. He says, a friend of mine missed the birth of his kid, and his wife changed the name on him. I guess they were arguing about the name, and she's like, fuck it, I'm just going to go with my choice. He can't get here on time. What's next?
Would you rather always have sweaty palms or always have sweaty armpits?
Sweaty palms or sweaty... man. I go with armpits. Sweaty palms are creepy. You can't shake a hand. I mean, I think for you, you're going to go with palms because it doesn't matter to you. But exactly. Armpits for me, because you can pad them. You can put something under them.
Is that what you do? You wear three friggin' four shirts in a row. You.
I'm wearing two right now, and I'm probably going to be pitting through this one by the end of the show.
Are you aware it's summer?
Yeah, I am. I need that shirt to soak it up, okay? I'm half Italian.
I'm 100% Italian. I don't sweat like that.
Yeah, well, you know what? You live in a cool fucking basement. You don't go green, Frank. You cool your house to 50 fucking degrees. Jesus. So, what would you say, Jeff? Pits or palms?
Now, is this like dripping wet, like a sponge that's just been dipped in a sink full of water?
What's the degree of moisture, Frank? What's the degree of moisture?
Well, you've all had sweaty palms. I don't know if there's more degrees in sweaty palms. They're sweater than not. And the pits is when you can actually see.
I mean, is it physically dripping off the surface? Like if you put your palms upside down, it'll start raining.
It's wet. It's wet.
If I wore gloves and I just let my hands stay in the gloves for a couple of minutes and then I took them out, would I be able to wring out the gloves?
No, you would not. Just like you would not be able to wring out your armpit.
It's just wet enough to be uncomfortable for the person who's shaking your hand.
And there's embarrassing. There's no wiping it down ever. You wipe and it's immediately wet again?
Yes.
Jesus.
It's just constant wetness.
Yes. There's nothing more foul than seeing somebody sweating under their armpits. It's just a gross thing. Ugh. And you never see women sweat under their pits, I'll tell you that.
Well, they shave, you know, they have women's secret. I don't know quite what it is, but it works for us too sometimes. Well, what's going on next on the Germ Freak Dilemmas? How many do you have? A couple more of these?
I could end right now if you want to. It's up to you.
I mean, do you have a really good one here? Anything or no?
Would you rather be stranded on an island for 1 year with 20 people that you already know, such as family or friends, or with a group of famous people that you've always wanted to meet?
Holy shit. How long am I on this island?
1 year with either 20 friends or family or with 20 famous people that you've always wanted to meet, i.e. celebrities or whatever.
That's definitely a no-brainer. Definitely.
Really?
Yeah, you go with the people that you wanted to meet. It's only a year. I mean, if it's like a decade...
Yeah, and you go back and hang out with your friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even like a fucking... You know, it's 4 years for college that you're away from your family. 1 year to hang out with fucking celebrities is not bad. On a goddamn island.
So you're a star fucker.
I'm not a star fucker, but I mean, if it's people that I've really wanted to meet or my family for a year, come on. If it's true that I really wanted to meet and interact with these people, you got to go with that. Yeah, and you're doing the same thing, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Frank, you would.
I don't even think it's meant for discussion. That just makes me mad.
What if, Frank, there's no group of celebrities that could entice you to go?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying I probably... Well, you know what? I have children, so I not to see my children for a year is kind of difficult. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fuck them. And how many years are you going to be able to... No, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you. So that concludes the Germ Freak Dilemmas. Not, that last one, not too much of a dilemma. That actually sounds pretty exciting. Whereas, you know, peeing a marble or shitting a softball, I wouldn't want either of them. Mm-hmm. I definitely would pick one of these in a heartbeat. Like right now, if you could make it possible, I would do that.
You have a question for Frank.
Yes, sir.
Would you let the person you most idolize, celebrity, take care of your kid for a year?
Wow.
Wow.
Why don't you consider that for a second? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Foundry Music Jeff and Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ed.
Ed?
How are you?
How are you? You sound amazing, Ed.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, God bless. What's going on?
I have one for Frank that I kind of cooked up in the week that you guys were off. Frank, if Nazis come into your house, take your family, and they give you one of two options. Number one, you have to go into a heavily populated pal talk room on camera and kind of fake make out with another man. So everyone's going to see you fake making out with another man. You'll finally turn the camera off, and then they'll assume that you've went to go have sex. It'll be recorded. Everyone will think you're a homosexual. Or you could get fucked in the ass for 3 minutes and get cum on your face, but no one knows.
Now, hold on a second. Hold on, Ed. I gotta tell you, this sounds a little familiar to me. I don't know if you've heard of
Ed, Ed's been writing this question all week. That's why it's this fucking long.
I don't know if you've heard of a little bit called "You Have to Pick One."
Oh man.
Now it's time to play my favorite fucking game, you bitches. Sit back, relax, eat my fucking balls. And remember, you have to pick one!
That's right, we're now playing. You have to pick one! Alright, Frank.
Go ahead.
Would you do that?
Wow, that's difficult, man. Oh, man. Probably the first one.
You would let. Yeah, go ahead, Dad. Sorry.
You're talking back!
Well, so I don't want somebody's jism on my A's.
Well, since we're playing You Have the Big One, and you already proved yourself to be a homosexual, I've got one for you right now, Frank. And remember, you have to pick one out of the following. You've spent an hour waiting in line for your favorite sandwich. When you finally get it to your table, a waiter grabs your tray and wipes the table down with a dirty rag. When he leaves, you notice that the bun is wet. The line has tripled in length since you were in it, and it'll take another 3 hours to get a new sandwich. Do you ignore it and try to enjoy this favorite treat? Remove the wet piece of the bun and eat the rest? Or go without eating and sit there with a fucking puss on your face like a goddamn jackass? Frank, remember, when it comes to your favorite sandwich, you have to pick one!
That's too much too easy. You know I'll just sit there with a puss on my face like I always do when I don't get my way. I'll sit there with a puss and make everybody's day miserable.
Really?
You're
a fucking douche.
Because remember, if I'm not having fun, why should anybody else?
Remember, Frank! You have to pick one. You're dropping a deuce. There's no toilet paper in your house. There's no toilet paper in your house, and no one will be home for days. Do you A, scoopy wipe with your bare hands? B, wipe with the shirt you're currently wearing? Or C, no wipe? Duck walk to the car, drive to the store, buy toilet paper, drive home and wipe. Frank, when it comes to your dirty, disgusting ass, remember, you have to pick one!
I would probably take the shirt that I'm wearing at the time and wipe my ass with it.
You would wipe with your fucking shirt?
I just throw the shirt out.
Rather than use your bare hand. You wouldn't use your hand on your own ass.
I'm not going to use my hand to scoop out shit. You need something absorbent. Don't you understand? Especially with me, I have a bloody ass. I need something to absorb the blood.
You need something to try and mildly cauterize your ass. I have a couple more, Frank, if you're interested, that is.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd like to see what Jeff or Ed would choose.
Jeff, what do you think? Jeff and Ed, why don't we go with Jeff first?
My asshole is never touching my hand, and vice versa.
So what would you go? Would you duck walk or use your shirt?
I would probably use... Actually, I have used my shirt in the past.
That's
so
fucking disgusting.
But have you ever run out of toilet paper and you had to, like, walk to another room with your pants around your ankles?
Yeah.
That's called the duck walk, actually. We'll go on to the next one. This one is plain and simple, Frank. Remember, you have to pick one. You will be A, licked on the face by an elderly man, a grandpa type. B, punched in the balls with brass knuckles by a cage fighter. Or C, patted on the ass by an obvious homosexual. When it comes to this choice, Frank, remember, you have to pick one!
That's too easy. I mean, these are easy ones tonight, New Style. Obviously, I'll be patted on the ass because no fluids are being transferred.
So let's see. You're going to fake make out on Pal Talk under a Nazi gunpoint.
But you said the first word. You said fake. Fake. It's not real.
The viewers don't know that. What do you guys think? Which would you go with? Let's go to Ed this time. Ed.
I'd have to take the pat on the ass, because then you can kind of brush that off and kind of give a dirty look something.
That is kind of a no-brainer. All right, whatever. The next one, Frank. Your dog's erection has become infected and is leaking pus and slime everywhere. He stained your carpets, your couch, and there's nothing that can be done to cure him. Do you, A, pay money to put the dog to sleep, or B, wipe towels, wrap towels around the dog's ass until he dies. Or C, take the dog in the car, drive somewhere, and leave him. Remember, when it comes to your dog's raging and disgusting hard-on that will never go away. You have to make one!
As you know, my dog suffers from a permanent erection. And I've actually showed the erection on cam to some people. I know I showed Manda Panda the erection as well because she wanted to see it. We don't know what to do about it because it's, like I said, it's dragging across the floor. It's getting crumbs and dirt and lint on it. It's very, very, very awkward, especially when there's female dogs around because he gets very embarrassed. What was the first choice again, please?
Well, you could either pay money to put the dog to sleep, wrap towels around the dog's ass until he dies, or take the dog in the car, drive somewhere, and fucking leave him.
All right, I would do the middle one.
You would wrap a towel around the dog's ass until he dies.
Yes.
Rather than leave him to die or kill him, put him out of his fucking dog hard on misery.
Yes, I would.
Jeff, do you find any of this insane?
I would actually have the dog put to sleep, yeah.
I think that's the humane way. Ed, what do you think?
Yeah, you got to put it to sleep.
Definitely.
Have you ever put a pet to sleep ever?
Ed?
Or had a family? Go ahead.
I've had one pet, a cat, when I was like 6 or 7, and I think it got hit on the highway. So my parents were anti-pets.
Well, why don't we do another one here? Remember, you have to pick one. You're fresh fish in a state pen. Within 2 hours of being there, you've been approached by a group of large gang members. Do you A, try to negotiate with them and risk being raped? B, stand your ground and risk being killed? Or C, offer them blowjobs and they leave you alone forever? Remember, Frank, when it comes to your dignity in jail time, you have to pick one!
All right, you went a little too fast in the first two. Could you repeat the first two again?
The first, your choices as fresh fish in a prison that's being approached by large gang members. Try to negotiate with them and risk being raped. Stand your ground and risk being killed. Or offer them blowjobs and they leave you alone for the rest of your time there. Which do you choose? Rape? Kill? Or suck a cock.
Do you have to swallow?
I mean, hey, Ed, what's your definition of blowjob? Seriously, doesn't it involve...
Okay, all right.
I mean, really, you're not going to be a fucking wet blanket of a dick sucker, are you?
Well, let me ask you a question, a new style. Say somebody put you in this predicament and put a gun to your head and say you either have to get butt fucked by a man or blow the man and swallow. What would you do?
There has to be a third choice.
Whatever.
If you want to do this, you have to pick one thing. It can't be a fucking would you rather. There has to be three choices.
Well, the third choice is take the man out to a nice dinner, and at the end of the night, walk him up to his door, say you had a really nice time, give him a kiss on the cheek, and then gently caress his hair. And then say, I hope we can do this again.
And then
go back into his door. And then you walk away, and then you have to turn around and give one glance as you walk back to your car.
I would take approximately forever to make my decision so that he shot me in the face. Frank, you didn't answer.
I would be killed.
You would stand your ground and try to fight the gang and risk being killed.
Yes, because I still have a chance.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Not at all. Frank, let me ask you something here and now. A crooked police officer has pulled you over for speeding even though you weren't breaking any laws. The cop kicks your ass in front of your family and tells you that he's going to shoot you and claim that you made a grab for his pistol unless you do one of the following. Clean his boots with your tongue, have your picture taken with his gun in your mouth, or cut your arm with a dirty razor. I ask you, when it comes to humiliation in front of your family, you have to pick one!
Well, obviously the boots is out because I'm not going to lick somebody's, but, you know, I would never do that. It's disgusting. The razor could cause potential germs and hazards, so I would put the gun in my mouth and take a picture. Bud Dwyer style.
That gun could have been against somebody's head, could have been against an open wound.
That's
true. It could have been butted against somebody's bleeding face.
Have you ever had a gun in your mouth?
No, I never have.
Have you ever held a gun?
Yes. Yes, I have.
All right.
So you would risk getting AIDS from the gun?
Yes.
Rather than licking a boot?
Yeah, I'm not. Well, there could be. Who knows what there's on the boot? Are you talking about the bottom of the spot?
Just the top. The top of the boot.
Oh, I'll lick the boot then. But
the top of the boot has jizz on it.
Well, nah, all right, whatever. I picked my choice.
All right. Well, this concludes. You have the big one. Thank you very much, Ed, for calling in. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Hey, Ed,
sir.
You, all right, he left. All right.
Ed, yeah, you have anything
Ed,
you want to...
I just want to know how your girlfriend slash rubber vagina is doing.
Jesus, would you... Why are you so concerned where
he
puts his dick?
I apologize. Ed, you know, I kid you, and you know that when I bring this up, it's only because you've already brought it up. The fact that you fuck a rubber vagina, and when you fuck it, you look in the mirror as you're fucking it.
No mirrors in the living room here. You're just not gonna.
Like, he just stares at. He stares in his own eyes as he fucks.
You call it names? Say, you fucking rubber bitch.
Now, Ed, after you relieve yourself in that, I mean, do you go right to the bathroom right at that point and wash it in the sink?
Of course.
As you're scrubbing out this cunt. This rubber cunt that you've had your way with.
Now,
is there a little feeling of a little sadness as you see that load get washed out of your fucking semi clear fucking vagina that you fucked?
No, I mean, more often than not, if I do use it, and I have pretty much stopped using it because of my stupid fucking sensitive Irish skin, I can't find a lubricant. That doesn't fucking make me break out.
Let me ask you something about that rubber cunt.
How about pussy juice?
wait, let me ask you something. With your rubber cunt, is there some sort of a silicone afterglow that you get into after you furiously fuck this thing while looking at yourself in the mirror?
Do you
sit back a little bit with it still on there? Like you're like, oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, that's mine. That's
beautiful
mine.
Moment. Beautiful.
Do you pretend to have conversations with it like it's a little woman who's like really interested?
Whoa, look at the! I gotta go. I got clients.
Did you ever stick a cigarette in the opening of the vagina ever?
No, unlike you, I don't carry around cigarettes. Not smoking.
Yeah, he asks the rubber vagina if that's all there is, and then the rubber vagina says yes. And he just fucking runs out with the coke and laughs at it as he leaves it on the bed.
When you go on vacation, do you have people meet you at the gate with your rubber girlfriend to pretend that she's there waiting for you?
before he leaves, he goes to the airport, he's coming back, he stands her up with a sign with his last name.
Ed, all right,
we're going to let you go.
One more thing, New Style.
Go ahead.
Ed, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, listen, Ed. Do you try not... I know we've discussed this before, but when you do wash it out, do you try hard not to look up into the mirror and see yourself doing this?
Well, because of your dumbass and you asking me that fucking 18 million times, I make it a point to keep my head down looking into the sink.
Did you ever accidentally look yourself in the mirror and just start crying?
The only reason he does it is because he had to have seen himself doing it. That's why you started to look down.
No, I just make sure that I never did, but I just make sure that I look down because of him. Again,
but, okay.
I look at this the same way as a woman would look at her own fucking dildo. It's a tool that I utilize to get to a certain place.
Hey, Ed,
do you ever around Christmas time slap skates on your rubber girlfriend and skate around Rockefeller Center?
God damn it, Jeff, I was going to ask him what he's getting it for Christmas. All right, I think we've given him enough guff, as they say in Germ Freak's fucking high school years. Ed, thank you very much.
Thank you for being a good sport.
Anytime, guys.
And Jeff, thank you very much as well, being a part of the show tonight.
I just want to say, one word, please. Goodbye, Full Blown AIDS.
FullBlownAIDS.com.
Yes, what happened?
Dead. Done. Doug pulled the plug. And I didn't mean to rhyme that. That's very, very gay. I apologize. Pull the plug. Yeah, we will. Jeff, you're going to be up until 6 a.m. making song parodies.
The sun rises.
Yep. Thank you very much for calling and being a part of the show, Jeff. It's always a pleasure. Yes.
Thank you.
No problem.
Now, Frank, I have something that I'd like to mention here. On Labor Day weekend, the 31st, what are you going to be doing? I mean, what the fuck are you going to be doing? Because I know your coworker's barbecue that you have planned, your aunt, your uncle, it's all going to suck. You need to go to Staten Island, 72 Hannah Street, and enjoy a Hear Us Talk Labor Day concert event featuring Best in Show Live from 11 to 2. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Performances by Church of Man Love, Tryptophan, The Humans, Terrible Tim, and yours truly, DJ New Style. Go to hearustalk.com in the forums. There's more details there. At 72 Hannah Street, August 31st, Sunday, 11 a.m.
You know, I've always wanted to go to Staten Island, and I'm very excited about seeing Staten Island for the first time.
Well, that was a little bit awkward, if I must say.
Apologize.
I got something I want to play for you, Frank. We're going to play this out here. It's from collegehumor.com. Check it out. It's called The Awkward Rap, dedicated to my buddy Germ Freak and his call to Ron and Fez today.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
When do I come in?
You're coming after 4.
So on 5.
Yes, but I'm not going to say 5. I'm not going to say 5. You have to come in at 4. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, now.
If you say, how are you? I'll say,
not much.
My hand and your boob accidentally touch. I snort when I laugh and I fart when I sneeze. Stand right behind this guy when he pees. If I see you waving, my hand goes in the air. Even though you're waving to that guy over there. I talk shit about you like a slap box. Till I realize that I wrote it in your I am box. When a waiter says, enjoy your food. Every single time I will say,
oh, you too.
I mean it. Yo, have a seat next to me. Pour yourself a cup of my dignity. How was your boyfriend? You two really click. Oh, you broke up. That guy was a dick. Excuse me, I cannot reach the top rack. Oh, you don't work here. You're just black.
Awkward. When will this moment pass?
Awkward. I feel like such an ass.
Awkward.
It makes my skin crawl.
Yo, it makes me feel so small. When I see you, I give you a quizzical look. Do I know you from life or from Facebook? You're far away, and cause we can't talk yet, we'll act like our eyeballs never met. When we talk, I gotta hide my shame. You think we're BFF, but I don't know your name. So here we are in no man's land. Do I give you a hug or just shake your hand? I go for the embrace so warm and pleasing. You try to pull away, but I keep on squeezing. You try to pass by, but we bump and sway. Thanks for the dance, I'll be on my way. We said our goodbyes and I shed a tear. Miss you already. Well, you're still here. I want to avoid further social connection, so I walk 20 minutes in the wrong direction. Awkward. When will this moment pass?
I feel like such an ass.
Awkward.
You think it can't get worse?
Awkward. Yo, but we've got one more verse.
I'm an elevator ride you want to impose. I'll say I'm pressing open, but I'll press door close. If you make it in, I will devise a way to look everywhere but in your eyes. Then I'll follow you right out the door. Take a look around this 8-foot floor. Wrinkled your phone, so put it to your cheek. I didn't mean to call you, but now we gotta speak. One last thing, when my voice gets loud and there's suddenly silence in the crowd, I don't care, I won't change what I say. All these people are dicks anyway. Gaza, huh? Ooh, super, super hot in here. Sheesh. What color are these walls? It's an off green, like an awkward marine.
What is your name again? I am so sorry, I forget. It starts with an H.
Julian.
Julian Harrison?
Nope, Julian Johnson.
Where did I get the H from?
I don't know. Maybe that's how your name starts.
That's true.
Oh, snap!
Why do you keep trying to open
the door? Awkward!
I know, I keep on pressing the handle when you're
pressing
the
Yeah, Frank, that's for you.
Don't press anything. 1, 2, 3, you do.
Not even 1, 2, 3.
I'm not touching. Look, my hands are in the air. Just unlock it.
Yep, that one's for you, Frank. You there?
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I dedicate that to you. That's what I do for you today. And they're actually going to perform that live. That's Amir, Dan, and Sam from CHTV. I guess they're going to be on MTV pretty soon. It's going to be a pretty big show. But Thursday night, August 21st, it's College Humor Live. Go to UCBtheater.com. Spell it British or American. I don't give a fuck. It goes either way. And tickets are $5. Check them out. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say about that song?
I just enjoyed it, and I appreciate you dedicated it to me.
You know why I dedicated it to you? You know why I put that out to you?
Why is that?
Ron. Ron. Quiver lip.
I see.
Yeah, it's that time, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Be sure to be a part of every show on the Heroes Talk lineup. That's Best in Show Radio. BestinShowRadio.com. Check us out. Eat my balls. What? Peace. Fred, you have anything you want to say? Anything at all, go ahead and just say it. Whenever I say to, just say it. Please. Go.
But this is us. Good night, everybody.
Throop. But this is us! But this is us!
Ladies and gentlemen,
go suck banana, fuck you.